With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. School districts around the state are responding to COVID-19 cases among staff and students. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more from three superintendents.
Huron Superintendent Terry Nebelsick says a couple students tested positive for COVID before the school year began. Because Huron was an early hotspot, he says information moves quickly from the city's testing center to the school administration.
And when we have the information, we move immediately with that information, working with Operations Task Force, so that by the time the Department of Health calls in the next 24 to 48 hours, we've been able to mitigate without that downtime.
It's different in Lemon, where there have been few cases so far.
This week was a tough week for us.
Superintendent Steve Books says four staff members have tested positive, mostly in the elementary school. The district decided to close that building until September 8th. That's in line with the 14-day time frame it takes most people to show symptoms if they've been exposed.
The desire would be to, when we start back on the 8th, that we would have given that illness time to end for those positive people.
In Beersford, COVID cases are resulting in a staffing shortage. Superintendent Brian Field says four staff members have tested positive and another eight are in quarantine. The district is low on substitutes, but Field says the school board is considering a solution.
Possibly designate all school employees as critical personnel under the critical infrastructure provisions of federal COVID-19 guidelines, which would potentially allow our personnel who have been exposed to COVID-19 to continue to work as long as they're asymptomatic and they test negative.
He says the district can't afford to keep healthy teachers home. All three superintendents say the Department of Health is contacting people who may have been exposed to positive cases within the district. The department releases statewide case numbers in schools on a weekly basis. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
South Dakota universities have reported nearly 100 coronavirus cases among students and staff. The University of South Dakota reports the highest number of people affected by the coronavirus, with 61 active cases and 331 people in quarantine. Four other public universities report cases among students and staff, with a total of 38. The South Dakota Board of Regents launched virtual dashboards to provide a real-time look at case numbers. The Department of Health is giving a weekly report on the number of cases in schools and universities statewide, but will not provide a breakdown by school or district. Governor Kristi Noem says the founding principles of the United States are under attack. Those were her opening words during her speech at the Republican National Convention. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Governor Noem draws parallels between President Trump's first term and two prior presidents, James Madison and Abraham Lincoln. She points to Madison, who wrote the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln, who led the country through the Civil War. She says a young Lincoln lamented a country that increasingly ignored the rule of law. She points to nationwide protests and riots in the wake of black people being shot and killed by police.
It took 244 years to build this great nation, flaws and all. But we stand to lose it in a tiny fraction of that time if we continue down the path taken by the Democrats and their radical supporters. From Seattle and Portland to Washington and New York, Democrat-run cities across this country are being overrun by violent mobs. The violence is rampant.
Noem says the Republican Party has a centuries-long commitment to individual rights and self-governance. The chair of the South Dakota State Democratic Party says he's disappointed in Noem's speech. Randy Seiler says she had the chance to put the spotlight on positive aspects of South Dakota. Instead, he says she followed the Trump party line and blamed Democrats.
And basically taking a doomsday approach to an election strategy in November. Democrats, on the other hand, last week during their convention, talked about light and positive and change and hope and helping people and compassion and integrity and outreach and inclusiveness.
Seiler says he didn't hear any of that in Noam's speech. Noam says Trump will fight for the common American if reelected. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
$8.5 million in additional coronavirus economic aid is coming to South Dakota. The U.S. Commerce Department is splitting the money among eight organizations in the state. They include economic development groups and councils of local governments. Three groups will use their share of $6.8 million for loans to businesses. Those groups are in Rapid City, Watertown, and Yankton. The other five groups will get a share of $1.7 million. They'll use it to update economic development plans and strengthen pandemic response programs. Those groups are in Sioux Falls, Pierre, Watertown, Rapid City, and Aberdeen. The Commerce Department announced the grants just hours before Governor Kristi Noem was scheduled to speak at the Republican National Convention yesterday. The money is from the Congressional CARES Act passed in March. A leading economist says the power of one person's example can be harnessed to spread mask wearing during the pandemic. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Robert Frank is a professor at Cornell. His latest book is titled Under the Influence, Putting Peer Pressure to Work. The book examines how a person's social circle can influence their behavior and how that power might be harnessed for the broader good.
When we see somebody do something and we want to know, why did she do that? Our tendency, our impulse is to think about traits of character or personality. What kind of a person would do such a thing as that? No, that's the wrong way to think about it. It's much more instructive to look at the social forces that surrounded the actor in the moment of decision.
He uses the example of parents worried that their daughter might smoke.
What you really need to know is the fraction of her close friends who smoke. If that number goes up, if it bumped up from 20% to 30%, she becomes 25% more likely to either become or remain a smoker.
And he says the same concept applies to masks during a pandemic.
I have a mask whenever I see somebody, even if they're on the other side of the road, I pull it up, not because I have any information that will make any difference if I pull it up or not. The science I've read suggests that there's no material impact if you're on the other side of the street from somebody, but just for the sake of making a statement of social solidarity, we're in this together. I'm looking out for you. I hope you look out for me. It's a statement that it seems well worth my trouble to make.
Frank spoke live on YouTube as part of the Morning Phillip speaker series in Rapid City. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
Health officials in eight states report COVID-19 cases from people who were at the Sturgis motorcycle rally earlier this month. Hundreds of thousands of visitors attended, and South Dakota is now doing mass COVID testing for anyone in Sturgis. The state has hosted a couple of the largest public gatherings since the pandemic began. That includes a Mount Rushmore fireworks show for thousands earlier this summer. SDPB's Lee Strubinger covered those events. His exposure to the crowds made him wonder what it takes to get a COVID-19 test in South Dakota. On Monday, the CDC updated its guidance on testing for people who come into close contact with someone who has a COVID-19 infection for at least 15 minutes but don't have symptoms. It does not recommend testing unless a person is vulnerable or state and local public health officials recommend a test.
I went to the Sturgis motorcycle rally twice.
Many people here from out of state looking to get out, get to South Dakota. People are ready to have fun.
Both times I wore a mask, and the second time, I wore an N95 mask. My mic was on a long pole to gather audio. There was a large crowd at Sturgis this year. Official estimates came in around 460,000, 200,000 more than original estimates. In some places, large public events have prompted counties and states to open up COVID testing to people who do not have any virus symptoms. Protests and riots this summer over a black man who was killed by police made health officials in Minnesota offer COVID-19 tests to anyone who was on the streets for those events. So I decided to seek out a COVID test. Since I live in Rapid City, I called up the Monument Health Nurse Triage Line.
COVID-19 triage, may I help you?
Hi, I am a reporter with South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and I had gone up to Sturgis a couple times. I told the nurse I attended the rally twice for work. I was just kind of wondering what might my options be.
So are you having symptoms?
I am not having symptoms, no. I was told that Monument Health is only testing people who show symptoms of the virus. Emily Leach is the Director of Laboratory Services at Monument Health in Rapid City. She says the West River Health System is following the direction of the South Dakota Department of Health.
To ensure that we're being great stewards of our supplies and reagents in the laboratory world. So as you know, national shortage of testing supplies and reagents to be able to run the tests has impacted us here throughout Western South Dakota as well.
Leach says that means they prioritize testing for people with symptoms so they know who is sick and can care for them. That also limits the number of test kits they use.
Testing our symptomatic patients throughout the system, we're at capacity for the testing supplies we have. And anything that we can't test in-house, we send to Mayo Clinic, which is our reference laboratory.
In addition to the mass testing for Sturgis residents, the state will provide testing for people in Huron who either work or volunteer at the state fair in September. Josh Clayton is the state epidemiologist. He says the initial testing push was to build testing capacity for symptomatic people. Now, the state does recommend testing asymptomatic people who have close contacts to a COVID-19 case.
So that is our way of prioritizing, first and foremost, symptomatic individuals, and secondary to that, asymptomatic individuals with that close contact. The larger testing of asymptomatic individuals, that's not currently a recommendation from the Department of Health.
Not everyone is pleased with that recommendation.
I've heard many stories about people who've either been exposed to COVID-19 and maybe asymptomatic, or who are symptomatic even, and they're having trouble getting tested. And some of them are even having trouble receiving timely results if they are tested.
Representative Erin Healy is a Democrat from Sioux Falls. She says the state should test more people to get an accurate picture of the virus.
It most certainly does help the Department of Health characterize the prevalence and the spread and, the contagiousness of the disease. And I don't think South Dakota is testing nearly enough people.
North Dakota has tested twice as many people as South Dakota and offers COVID testing for anyone who wants it. North Dakota is one of more than a half dozen states reporting COVID infections since the motorcycle rally. South Dakota Department of Health officials warn of additional exposures at 5 popular biker spots in the Black Hills. It's been 14 days since I attended the rally and am symptom-free. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.